Welcome to the Emerging Tech Africa podcast. My name is Bolu, and on this episode, we're talking about crypto scams. Cryptocurrency forensics expert Adedeji Owonibi shares the ins and outs of crypto scams and a new protocol that might just make finding crypto scammers easier.
Okay, thank you very much for having me. You see, the issue of cryptocurrency scam and frauds have been the major thing that most of the people that understand what we do in our firm at A&D Forensics know, that we've been shouting that we're going to get to a point where the whole thing will get out of hand. If you leave something that is very, very attractive to the young populace, and therefore you also open the floodgates to fraudsters to actually come and fester, because the place looks like an ungoverned area for them to play. And of course, I think regulators are waking up globally, and I'm very excited with what CFTC is doing. Not only CFTC, I think the US regulators are up and doing. The SEC has been doing that in the era of the ICO boom in 2017. And there was this clear warning that, look, do not offer investment to US citizens. And if you do, wherever you go to will come after you if you offer US citizens investment or registered with us. And so that is how regulators should speak. And in this case MIT, you know, they say they are having a high leverage, you know, trade for people that invest upward of $100 in their Bitcoin pool, they say. And the majority of the people that invested in those funds are citizens from different countries, including Canada, Namibia, South Africa, India, of course, Nigeria, my country, a whole lot of people invested, Spain, the US, and the UK. And of course, the ones that are very forward-thinking and up and doing, of course, the regulator in the United States, which now is the Commodities and Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, decided we need to follow up because there are a lot of Americans that have invested. And at the last count, when I was going through what had happened with MIT, over 23,000 Americans have invested in that Ponzi scheme. And therefore, I think as a responsible regulator, they have the right to charge this company, and of course to get a respite and also restitution and recovery back to their citizens if possible. Of course, that's what the regulators are out for. I've challenged the SEC at the time. We had SEC Nigeria now. At the time, we have some discussions and parley with them. And I say, I see myself as an orphan, as a Nigerian. That time, not now, because of course they are woken up to that occasion. I've been the front runners within Africa to issue regulation around this very daunting new innovation. That, look, I see myself as an orphan because my regulators are not there to protect me. My regulators are not there to fight for me. And so therefore, those are some of the dividends of being a citizen of a country. When anybody that cheats you is like a big father you have that will be able to fight for you. And I think SEC Nigeria is positioning the SAV with this new regulation, because if you do and you violate this is the same action the CFTC have taken, the same action I believe the SEC Nigeria will eventually take. So thank you very much again. You know, cryptocurrency is the most easiest, and I used to tell people, is the most easiest and the most straightforward thing to actually get, because the blockchain, do not forget, the blockchain is visible to all. The blockchain can be queried by anybody, and therefore it is easier for criminals to be tracked down. The only complex part of it is that there's pseudo anonymity in the whole thing. So you see some alphanumeric numbers and they tell you this is the wallet address, and the person and the face behind it, which we call the personal identifiable information about the holder, is not there. And of course, that now presents a big challenge both for regulators, both for law enforcement, to be able to track down who is behind what. So in case of Ponzi slides, of course, we've looked at the activities of this MIT. We've seen some wallets, they have gone into places like Mixers, and Mixers are all normally the bridge to obfuscate traces. You know, we've seen a move of a little portion of that money into what we call the wasabi mixer. Of course, wasabi is one of the types of mixers and all that. So those activities that are happening and things like that, it's difficult to actually put a face behind them, you know? So, but it is very possible, because the moment you can get some few percentage into anywhere that is traceable, wasabi, mark you, it is a point to actually obfuscate and trace to make it difficult for investigators like us to track it down. But of course, if we see anything moving to wasabi or any kind of mixer, that shows that this is a way to hide it, that is a way to hide some things, and therefore there's an intention behind it to defraud people. So in this case, for MIT, there was a transfer of over 290,000, you know, worth of Bitcoin into wasabi mixer. In a way to spend it, maybe go on holidays on different places, but make sure that this is not traceable and you know mapped to the individual that have done it. So all these things are all possibilities, and I think like if you understand, we operate the only cryptocurrency forensic lab in Nigeria, and as I can confirm to you, we have a lot of cases coming around. People are defrauded on daily basis. They don't know where to go. They don't know which institution to report to. So this is just starting. It's going to continue the same strength, you know, because people believe you can easily go there, defraud people, and get away with it. But of course, it's not that simple. We have very, very sophisticated tools now, you know, ranging from top-class companies like Chain Analysis and Liptic. Mentioned them, so many of them that are our partners. And we have the same tool in Nigeria to assist law enforcement, to assist regulators, so that things like these that we see with MIT will not continue to happen in African sub-region. Because exactly what they said is something I hear every day in Nigeria. I hear that, bring your money, we're going to trade for you. You know, we are not just trading because we have bots, we have robots that trade for us. We use artificial intelligence, machine learning. They abuse those new technologies, you know, with the ignorance of the populace, to make them believe that is a newer technology that you will be sleeping and you'll be making money for you. In the case of MIT, they promised, give me $100 and we'll be paying you weekly out of the profits we make, you know, and they are promising 10% to every investor. So when you aggregate 10%, that is crazy, that is insane. But of course, those are things people want. People want to be sleeping, and therefore they say, we'll pay you out every day. And we are using your money to do what we call a pooling trade, where we put your money in a trade and we aggregate all and take it into Forex, and our bots, using artificial intelligence, superhuman than human being, will trade for you and make you money. People jump at it. And of course, you won't blame Nigerians. You remember the countries I mentioned. You know, most of the citizens of those countries participated because they just want to multiply their money. So there's inherent greed in every human being. But again, we have to suppress those, you know, greeds with understanding of this new technology. That is not just a money spinner. It doesn't work like that anywhere, not in Forex, not in crypto. And so therefore, regulators and people like us have to continue to dish out, you know, information and knowledge on how people have to safeguard themselves from bad actors like this. But again, this is not going to go for a long time. Financial Action Task Force have decided that, look, this cannot continue. Of course, they will have seen a whole lot of things around scams, a whole lot of things around money laundering and all that. So now we've been working together to put a face to who is sending what to who, like we have in the bank. So it is difficult. It is not the same infrastructure we have like we have in the bank, but this has to be done. It's called the Travel Rule Protocol or Travel Rule Standard, or Travel Rule, just call it Travel Rule. And we have worked on the standard since 2019, and we have come up with a standard called IVMS 101. You know, so over 130 of us globally sat down to bring out a standard. And what we're trying to achieve with that standard is for you to know who is the person sending and who is the person receiving crypto. It does not matter whether you do it through your Nano Ledger wallet, whether on hosted wallet, whether you did it through exchanges. We're planning to see how that can be possible. But starting from regulated exchanges. So what it means is that if you want to send your money from Binance to another person in another country, you must give the name of the person that you are sending that cryptocurrency for, and you have to attach the reason why that cryptocurrency is being sent. And that's the only reason for that cryptocurrency to be transmitted. So if that is done, we will understand that we know who is going, who is sending what to who easily, not as tough and specialized discipline like we have to do now to do some forensic around the blockchain to be able to extract. At a look of all the transactions in a particular exchange, we'll be able to see who sent what, who received what. And I think that would be a very good milestone to check in, you know, bad actors like what we have seen in MIT.
Okay, you just added enough, you know. So yes, they are working. We're working with some agencies, not really working, but we're giving them capacity building to be able to do their things independently. And that includes the Nigerian Army Cyber Warfare Command, the EFCC. We have engaged the police. We have done presentation for the civil defense. We've done for chartered accountants. We've done for the Institute of taxation. You know, we're having another one with KPMG and all that. So this have to spread. You know, it has to be beyond us. It has to be everyone knowing. We are working with regulators, you know. So things like that, you know, we continue to be able to empower people to know what is doable, what is possible, what can we investigate, what are the tools in the market, how can we keep compliance in place, how can we regulate this properly, how can we investigate people that have done infractions with it. For law enforcement, for EFCC and all that. We're doing that. We run programs, we run trainings, we run courses, and many of these government prosecutors are coming to actually do certifications around in this investigation with our partners globally. So this is happening already. So I believe the capacity is being built as we speak, and the ability to actually nip this in the bud in very few months is going to be very, very feasible to all Nigerians. And indeed, most African countries that have gone to actually deliver that kind of a training, we see a whole lot of interest from regulators. We see a whole lot of interest from law enforcement. We see a lot of interest from compliance officers of different exchanges because of the enormity of the damage that is caused by bad actors. So therefore, we somehow come in to terms with the reality that, look, this cannot continue as it is. A lot of regulation have to come in and turns up to Nigerian SEC that have done that. So therefore, we begin to sanitize it, and only good actors, people with good mind, people licensed to do business will be the only one to do business. Therefore, you can actually check who is licensed, who is not licensed. But prior to this, of course, the reason why a lot of people fell into that is that in South Africa, this is not regulated. They don't know where to go to check if this is regulated. So people just go and register CAC and say, we are registered. But if yes, we are registered, are you regulated? So people should be able to check any platform that asks you to actually come and invest. Who are the people behind this platform? Research those people behind this platform. Is he actually registered? If yes, are they regulated? You know, you have to check all those issues before you put your hard-earned money into any such kind of scheme. But I can bet you that this scheme is in their thousands, if not hundreds, if not thousands in Nigeria. You know, because I hear that on radio when I'm driving back home, maybe from work, and I get so heartbroken that, look, these are thousands and millions of people that are going to go into this world they call. We are using algorithmic to trade, we are using bots to trade, we are using artificial intelligence to trade. But Mark, not every one of these companies actually have shady things behind them. But the overwhelming majority of these people promising this high return by one, high yielding, high trade by artificial intelligence or machine learning are actually driving the whole thing to just get people's money out of them.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, like, and share. And if you have any feedback for me, just send an email to bulu@techpoint.africa.